services really that are suspended at the moment is to have deliveries, planned deliveries in Caribbean Memorial Hospital. We have a staffing model in place that ensures that if need be, we can deliver urgent and emergent deliveries safely. But of course, with the staffing shortage, our challenge right now is to provide that continuity of care within the hospital as inpatient before and after delivery. So that's the challenge right now. That's where the shortage lies. But making patient safety a priority, of paramount importance in our planning. So we're addressing that and have addressed that in our protocols. Yeah, that goes into effect today. And so physicians have been involved in the planning. And so they're caring for patients in the communities. They will be having discussions with their patients. Interior health representatives have those patients identified and will also be reaching out to those patients to provide information and guidance on what would happen in the process of moving to another community for their care and the delivery and then the return to Williams Lake. Hoping that it would last no more than 3 months. We have been recognizing for some time that there has been challenges in recruitment and we have already instituted a development program for our own nurses to be qualified in the specialty area. That's a 12-month program for maternity nurses. And so we're looking forward to two of those nurses now qualifying and joining us in June, and the other five that are in the program qualifying and joining us at the end of the year. And thereafter, we will have two spaces on that specialty training course annually to make sure that we're compensating for any turnover that we might experience in staff. So we're hoping then that the situation we're facing right now is short term and certainly no longer than a 3 month period. There's a couple of staff members who unexpectedly were not able to continue working for one reason or another, which then created a scenario which we had to react to fairly quickly. Well, we have vacancies. We've had vacancies from last year. As I say, we have entered some of our nursing staff into the specialty training course, recognizing that there are challenges in recruitment and we to try to fill those vacancies. We've also been working very closely with our maternal, child and youth network to ensure that we coordinate efforts for staffing across interior health facilities and working very, very closely with interior health at Royal Inland Hospital in Kamloops, which of course is the tertiary hospital in Interior Health West. So we're working with Royal Inland and also with 100 Mile and looking at this as a programmatic challenge of IH West and making best use of resources. And we've seen that some of the nursing staff, specialty trained nursing staff, from Royal Inland have come to Williams Lake to fulfill some of the shifts here over the last couple of months. At the moment, we have they're part-time, of course, and full-time, so it's hard to be make a comparison on the exact figures that you would need depending on if they were full-time or part-time, but recognizing that we probably have something of the region of potentially 10, that's including part-time and full-time nursing vacancies at the moment in maternity. We are in conversations currently with Northern Health. They have their own challenges as well, and we're looking at how we can work together to best meet the needs of the patients. At the moment, it looks like Prince George might be the facility with most potential to have an arrangement made. Well, of course, we have protocols in place for Royal Inland Hospital, and they're working to help care for our patients that are referred there, both low-risk and high-risk patients. And, of course, the high-risk patients always went to Royal Inland Hospital anyway. But we are looking at expanding the options available to our patients by engaging with Northern Health, yes. We have a task force, actually, that oversees all of the activities related to this challenge and how we work our way through it. And we have engaged with those communities, and we have First Nations Health Authority representatives. We have Aboriginal Health representatives also on that task force, and making sure that we're quantifying the impact to those communities and planning for those communities as well. National recruitment strategies, international recruitment strategies. We are looking across IH and Interior Health at potential for recruitment into Williams Lake from our communities, looking right across the province, obviously. And we have the program, the specialty training program, where we're going to access spaces on that program on a continuity of seven current students, but also two in every subsequent year. So it will be an ongoing commitment. So the program in the Caribou includes 100 Mile and also Caribou Memorial Hospital, and the obstetricians and the inpatient services are provided at Caribou Memorial. Antenatal care or pre-delivery care can be provided in 100 Mile, and that is being coordinated by all of the physicians across both of those communities, along with the administrative staff. What we're doing is keeping patient safety, you know, as the paramount concern for us, and making sure that we are able to safely deliver urgent and emergent deliveries here in Williams Lake, but also looking at the quality of care and continuity of care that's provided to patients, and wanting to make sure that they have the best possible experience, and using all of our resources to support them.